Okay, we both say a good year, a good kvitzel, whatever you prefer to say after Yom Kippur. Hope you had an incredible Yom Kippur experience, like I did. And maybe I'll be zochah to have a shana tova, a year of bracha and blessing, and learning the daf yomi. And we will do that right now, as we today's daf, we will learn daf teft zayin in beitza. So we're on Tezvav of the base here at the bottom, right by Tani Rav Tachlifa, right, the last line. Right, the last thing we mentioned, right, that we just had talked about at the end yesterday, right, we obviously started the discussion about Erev Tavshilin. And then the last thing we had just said, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that if someone wants to make sure to get his money in order, right, to make sure he'll have his money, he should plant an Eder tree, right, based on a Sukkim, right, Dirbam Aram Hashem, right, or, you know, that people would know, that basically that people would, you know, it lasts a long time, and people know that it'll be yours, right, you could say, oh, it's from the field with the Eder tree, and then basically, right, people will know that the produce is yours. So either way, so once we're talking about Parnassa, so, right, just a shtickle coincidence to what we just finished, Tani Rav Tachlifa, Achua de Rav Noi Chaza, Rav Tachlifa, who is Rav Noi Chaza's brother, taught the following. He said, Kol mezonoso shel adam ketuvim lo mi Rosh Hashanah v'an Yom Kippurim. Right, obviously, as we just finished davening and saying, everybody's Parnassa is fixed from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, right, meaning it's decided, right, obviously, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right, it doesn't mean that, you know, the rest of the year is open game. It means, right, that all of our pronosis for the year is decided by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. However, chutz, except for the following three things, right, me'atzos Shabbosos, me'atzos Yomtev, me'atzos bana l'tam v'torah, the paying for food for Shabbos, food for Yomtev, and paying for school for the kids, shem piches pochsin lo, right? Vim hosif mosifin lo, right? If you spend a little, so then, right, you'll get less, meaning that you won't, you know, you won't be paid back for it, right? Or you'll get a little bit less in terms of your parnasa, and if you go all out, right? Like Baruch Hashem, I think Jews are definitely in America, Jews go all out to make sure their kids have a Jewish education, and Shabbos as well, right? They go all out to be mechabed the Shabbos and mechabed yontif with tremendous food. So, right, the bracha is adjusted accordingly, right, based on the things that we spend, and that money that you spend for those things to teach your kids Torah or for meals and Shabbos and Yontif, right, so that money, you don't lose that money. Meaning, if you're supposed to make $1 million total this year, and you go all out for Shabbos and Yontif, so that doesn't cut into your $1 million, you get paid back for that. Right, so, Baruch Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu is, we're mechabed the Yontif and Shabbos and showing what's important, and the Kosh Baruch Hu pays us back. So I'm Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says, "My Kara, what do you see this from the pasuk? Because the pasuk says Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel leyom chageinu, right? And then it says Ezu chag shachodesh mischase b'ohariv ever omer zera shashana. Right? That's really obviously Tiku b'chodesh shofar when the b'kesel leyom chageinu, right? When the moon, right, comes. What's it called? When it coincides with the holiday, right? Obviously, that's Rosh Hashanah. And then the pasuk says, "Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lukei Yaakov." And the chok li Yisrael hu, we're going to see that chok is a language of food. My mashmah dahi chok lishna de mizonehu. How do you know that chok is a lashon of not mizonehu, is in food, but like parnasa, and the Kosh Baruch Hu pays us back for the stuff we take out. So the Gemara says, "Dechtiv." The pasuk says, "Vachlu es chukam asher nasanam paro." Right, obscure pasuk actually that is not actually talking about Jews. It's actually talking about the Kohanim, the Mitzrim, the Egyptian priests, that Paro would make sure to give them their portion. So v'chlu et chukam, right? They ate their portions. That's what we're talking about. That chok is a language of getting your portion, getting your parnasa, right? Getting your allotted amount. Barzutra Amar Mehalchay says for this pasuk. The pasuk says actually chafeni lechem chuki. Right, pasuk we say davening. Right, make sure give me my lechem, my chuki, my bread, my chok, my portion. Right, so then you see that the word chok also connotes portion. Okay, so either way, so then that idea that you know that our portion is kind of taken care of on Rosh Hashanah. Right, but the previous thing, as we mentioned, right, that does not include those three items. Okay, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amru Olav al Shammai Azaken Kol Yom Avaya Ocha L'Chavet Shabbos. Right, famous Gemara that they said about Shammai Azaken that every single day he would eat Chavet Shabbos. How does that work? Matzah Behema Noah, if he found a beautiful animal, he'd Omer Zula Shabbos. He would say, oh, great, Gevalik, I'll take this cow, this will be for Shabbos. Then, the next day, Matzah Cheres, Noah Himena. Then he'll find he found another animal on, let's say, Monday, that was even better. So he'd say, Maniach, so he would take the second animal, meaning he would bite the second animal, and then, well, if you got a first animal, that's got nothing to do, because the second animal is going to be for Shabbos, so he would eat the first animal. So I would say, it's found out, right? It turns out that he would eat the entire week Right, the Kavod Shabbos, because all the animals that he bought were originally for Kavod Shabbos, and then he found out something that was even better, right, then he would right, he would feast on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. Aval Hillel Zaken, but Hillel was Midah Cheres HaYisrael, right, he did something else. Shekol Maisa L'Shem Shamayim. All of his actions were L'Shem Shamayim. What in the world does that mean? Well, just finished. Shemar, Shemar, as Pesach says, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Right, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Right, what does that mean? So, what do you see that Hillel did? So, if you look at Rashi, Yom Yom, Yamas Lanu, right, Tzorchenu Ve'Ezra Seinu, meaning that Hillel had bitachon, meaning he wouldn't buy on Sunday for Shabbos. He would say, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide for me. I'll go out on Friday. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide for me. I'm not worried about finding an amazing cow. For Shabbos, I'll go out on Friday and I'll take care of it. Meaning he didn't, every single day, b'yom yom, baruch Hashem yom yom, he assumed that Kosh Baruch Hu would provide his mizonos every single day. He didn't worry one day to the next, right? He bought today what he needed today, right? And he wasn't concerned for Shabbos. Obviously, two different ways to approach it, and also both of them very praiseworthy as well. Okay, Tani Nami Hachad also on the right side, Beishame Omrim, Mechad Shavecha Lishvatecha. Beishame says, what's it called? Meaning for the first, right, mechad, from the worst, shabich, right, or shabecha, right, from your week, right, lishvatecha, right, the first day should be for Shabbos. Meaning, for the, already from the week starts, you should start preparing for Shabbos, b'zil lomrim, baruch Hashem yom yom, right, that Hashem, right, Hashem, he's happy with Hashem every single day, right, he assumes that Hashem will provide for him every single day, and he didn't necessarily prepare one day to the next. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, hanosin matan lechavera, in tzarech lodiyo. If a person gives someone else a gift, right? He does need to tell him. Does not need to tell him, right? And even if you won't know who, right? Rashi says, even if you won't know who it's from, right? If you look at Rashi, Lomer Shelo Yehizet Yosef Etoa Mehechan Ba Elav Davrezet, right? You don't actually have to tell him, even though he might wonder where it's from. Shemar, how do you know that? That's, you don't have to tell someone you gave him a gift. Shemar, as Pesach says, Moshe Lo Yadaki Karan Or Panav, right? When Moshe came down, and also you're talking about Yom Kippur, when Moshe came down after getting Ritzoy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he didn't know Kikaran or Panav, that his that his face had become lit, and he had to put on a masveh, he had to put on a mask, etc. So the Gemara says, one second, hold on, masveh, I'll ask you a question. Hashem said to Moshe that the Bnei Yisrael should know that I am the one who makes them holy. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, matana tova yesh li beveis kenazai. And also another pretty well-known Gemara from the Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Leif the Horse song, Moshe, I've given you, I have a great gift hidden away from me in my beis kenazai, in my storehouses, in my safe. I have a Shabbos shema, and it's called Shabbos. Right? V'ani mevakesh litna Yisrael, I want to give it to the Jews. Leich lebeo diosam. Right? Go tell them. So Mikan, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hanosin Pasal Dino, Tzarech Lo'odi Le'ima. From here, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that when you give, let's say, for example, bread to a kid, right, you have to tell his mother. Meaning, you do have to tell someone that you gave them a gift. So which is it? Do you not, or do you have to tell them? So of course, it's Lokasha, Hab Matana David Le'Gluye, Hab Matana David Le'Gluye. Right, so he says, Gemara says it depends. Right, if the person's going to find out, so then you have to tell them. Is going to find out, so then you don't have to tell them. But if he is going to find out, right, if it'll be revealed, so then you don't have to tell them. So Gemara says, one second, Shabbos nami matana devi l'gluye. But one second, Shabbos also, Jews were going to find out about Shabbos. Wait, what do you mean? So why did Hashem tell Moshe to tell the Jews? They're obviously going to find out about Shabbos, right? But it's in the Ten Commandments, right? we were going to find out about Shabbos one way or another. So Gemara says, you're right. But matan schar lo avidu l'glayu. But no, but the schar for keeping Shabbos, right? that we weren't necessarily going to be told. But so that's what Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. That's already you. That we give you right at the end of the Gemara says in Shabbos that we get a tremendous Yerusha for keeping the Shabbos, right? Osi b'nei v'meichem. Right, okay, so that's what Moshe had to tell b'nei Yisrael. Amar Mar says, Mikan Amar Rishim Gablil, Hanosin Paslatino Tzor Chadil Le'imo. Because the Gemara says, my Avilei, what, again, we said before that you have to give bread, if you give bread to a kid, you should tell the mother. So how do you do that? So Shayiflay Mashcha Mamalilay Kochla. Very interesting. He said you should put some sort of oil or some sort of blue dye on the forehead or the face of the kid. So the Gemara says, well, that's a little bit weird, and therefore if I didn't the Khashina the Kshafim, nowadays, meaning back then, the mother or the parents will be concerned that there's some sort of witchcraft being done on their kid, which I guess is pretty logical. Right? My, so what do you do? So I'm Rav Papa, Shaifle may also amin. You should put some of that food right on the kid's face, and that way, right, then the parent will know that you know, someone gave their kid. I don't know. And that kids are pretty good at doing that themselves, to be honest. But I guess it's somewhere other than, let's say, the mouth or the immediate vicinity. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Shimon Yochai. Kol mitzvah shenasan l'Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael nasan l'Hashem b'far Hesia chutz mishabbos. All the mitzvahs that Hashem gave to the Jews, right, gave them to them in public. Everybody knew about them. All the Jews knew about it, except for Shabbos. Shenasan l'Hashem b'tzimna, because the Shabbos that the Kosh Baruch Hu gave to us in private. Shemar Zepozik says b'ni yivim b'nei Yisrael osi le'olam. Right, between me and you. Right, it's an os forever. So Gemara says, "Yahachi." Well, if that's true, lo li'anshu nachrim alav. If you tell me that the goyim didn't know, meaning when the goyim were offered the Torah, right, they said they were not interested. But if they didn't know that they were offered Shabbos, so they shouldn't be punished, right, for not doing Shabbos. Right, if you look at Rashi, lo li'anshu nachrim alav. Right, v'ada neshkachan. Right, we find the Gemara of Avodah Zarah shechazer kosh baruch hu la'anishan al Torah v'al mitzvos. The kosh baruch hu went back to punish them for not keeping the Torah mitzvos. Tachtiv, as Pasuk says, right, he quotes a bunch of psukim. Right, that basically, right, that they rejected the Torah, so Hashem punished them. So why, if you tell me that it was a secret, that Shabbos was kind of kept on the down low, so why would the Nachrim get punished for that? So Gemara says, you're right, Shabbos odui odinhu, that Shabbos was actually told them, they knew the same thing that we said before, right, that the reward for keeping Shabbos was not told them, but it's not told to the Jew, to the Goyim. Via Baisema, another answer, Matan Schar Nami Odinu. Right, maybe, or you could say that, no, they knew about the Schar for Shabbos, but Neshami Yisera Lo Yodinu. But they didn't know about the Neshami Yisera. Fascinating, everybody knows the phrase, Neshami Yisera. What does the Neshami Yisera do? What is that? So Rashi says over here, fascinating, it's a Neshama that allows you to eat more. That's what he says. Right, Rochav Lev L'Menucha L'Simcha, that gives you a bigger heart, almost. To rest and to be happier. Right, he should be open to revacha, right? Plentiful bounty, and he should eat and drink, and his soul won't be disgusted. Meaning, you get a little bit more room. And you know the famous phrase, and not famous, but the famous joke that you don't gain weight on Shabbos. It's not true, but it is true that you eat a lot more on Shabbos. Because you have a Neshama Yisera, that's exactly what it is, right? That you should be able to be Misanek, right? There's a mitzvah to be Oneg Shabbos, right? That's not just a catchphrase. You should be able to eat and drink and enjoy. Da'am Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, as Rabbi Shlakish said, Neshama Yisera knows the Kosh Baruch Hu ba'adam Erev Shabbos. We get it on Erev Shabbos, on Motzi Shabbos, no tlan osar emena. We take it away, Hashem takes away Motzi Shabbos, Shem as Pasuk says, Shavas vay nafash, that Hashem, right, Shavas vay nafash, came on Sheshavas vay avda nefesh, right? Vay nafash is taken, right, take that apart, rest it to the vay nefesh, right? One of the reasons we have besamim on Motzi Shabbos, to make the neshama, right, feel a little bit better because he's lost the neshama yisera, right? Okay, fine, vayt. Now, okay, back to Erev Tavshilin, right? The Mishnah had said, Osa Adam Tavshilin Erev Yomtiv, right? You can make a dish on Erev Yomtiv, and that was good for an Erev Tavshilin, right? We had a machlokas yesterday between Ravashi and Rava. What's the point of Erev Tavshilin, if you remember? Right? Rava said, it's for covered Shabbos purposes, and to make sure you cook enough, or make sure you make enough for Shabbos when it falls out after Yomtiv. And Ravashi said so that it's for covered Yomtiv purposes, and so you won't think that you can cook, right, from Yomtiv to Chol. If you can cook for Yomtiv to Shabbos, right, maybe you'll think you can cook for Yomtiv to Chol, right, but so therefore you make an Erev Tavshilin to remind them. But either way, right, you have to make this Erev Tavshilin. That's a din derabanan. So Amar Abaye, what kind of dish do you need to make? Lo shanu el tavshil. You know, according to this understanding, we're going to see there's another way to understand, but according to Abaye, you have to make a dish, some sort of cooked something. Av pas lo, but not bread. Maishna pas, the lo, why not bread? So you lean on me to malafes be on if you tell me it's because you need something that accompanies bread at the meal. Upas below malafta, and obviously bread does not accompany bread. Problem is, va daisa, right, this type of porridge type grain type dish, nami lo malafta, that also doesn't accompany bread. Dam Rabbi Zera, because Rabbi Zera said, honey bubbly tipshai dachle nama banama, right, because Rabbi Zera made this offhand remark that said the Babylonians are dumb because they eat porridge with bread, right? They eat bread with bread. But Amarav Nechudia Bar Zechariah Mishmeid Abayim Ha'arvim B'daisa. Right, but however, right, Rabbi said that you can use this porridge type dish for an Erev Tavshilin. So it can't be that you need to have something that is not eaten with bread, or that is eaten with bread rather. So the Gemara says Ela Midi Delo Shchiach Beinan. So rather, no. The reason is you need something that is not noticeable. That is not noticeable. That is not common. Something lo shchiach, right? It's not commonly found, right? Upas shchicha v'daisa lo shchiach. And bread, right? Everybody has bread in their house, right? They won't know that's for the Erev Tavshilin, but if you have porridge sitting there on the ledge, on the windowsill, so then already Or you might run into some fairy tales, but all right, either way. But you might, right, but that's going to be fine for the Eretz Shilin because it's noticeable. Igad Amri, another way to understand this exchange, right, that Abaye says, Amar Abaye lo shano el tafshil, avo pas lo, but you're not allowed to do, right, again, Abaye says the same thing, that you're not allowed to use bread, but he's going to have a different reason here. So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? It's because you need something that's not common, and bread is commonly found. You won't know it's a native tafshilin. One second, but porridge is not common. But this, according to this understanding, you cannot use porridge for your native tafshilin. So it can't be that the only reason, the only qualification for Erev Tav Shilin is something that's not common that you'll notice, because Daisa doesn't work. So, Ela Midi de Malafis Be'inan. No, rather we need, according to this understanding, we need something that accompanies bread, Upas Lo Malafta, Uvidaisa Nami Lo Malafta. And bread and porridge does not accompany bread. Dama Rabbi Zera, because Rabbi Zera said, Haini Bavit Tavshai, Tipshai, right, Achli Nama Benama, right, these stupid Babylonians who eat porridge with bread, even though nobody does this, right, nobody eats bread with bread. Okay, so two different understandings as to whether daisa would be good or not good for Erev Tav Shilin. Obviously, nowadays, again, the halacha, right? I think the most common menach is people use an egg and a matzah. Okay, right? Tachlis is, according to this, right? Bread would not be good enough Erev Tav Shilin, right? But again, don't learn these gemaras la halacha, right? Definitely go through the halachos. Don't take these gemaras at face value, rather, right? You should just go to the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch and you know, learn the Rishonim, etc. Before acting on it. Right, Dafka, this circus, we don't need one, so that's it's not so in Yad HaDiyoma, but Mitzvah Shem, it will be soon. Tanya Rabbi Chia taught the following: Adashim b'shulei kedera somech alein mishum erev tav shilin. You can even use the lentils at the bottom of a pot for erev tav shilin. V'hani mili this the be kezayis, as long as you have a kezayis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'reid Rabbi Yehuda shamnunas she'al gabi asakin. Even the fat that is on a knife, Goro v'somach alav mishum erev tav shilin, you can even scrape that off and use that for erev tav shilin. V'hani mili, that's only this big kezayis, as long as you have a lot of fat, right? As long as there is a kezayis. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav, dagim k'tanim meluchim in be'mishum bishulin nochrim. If you have these little fish that are salted, so there is no Bishol Nachri. Now, what are we talking about? We're going to get back to Erev Tav Shilin in a second. But Bishol Nachri, as you know, right, there's a din d'rabbanan, you shouldn't eat food that is cooked by a goy, right, because we don't want to encourage, right, Jews and goy mingling, right, to hopefully prevent intermarriage. Now, that only applies to food that has been improved by a goy, meaning food that has been actually cooked, right? Raw food and food that does not need to be cooked, right, does not apply, right? Other things doesn't apply, but this here specifically, these small, let's say, sardine type fish, right, that are salted, right, you don't need to cook them. So when the goy cooks them, right, there's no isser, there's no problem of bishul nachri. Amar Rav Yosef im salan, if you fried them nachri so mechaleim, if the goy fried them, so simpler, right? Again, that is considered to be a dish for erev tav shilin. So mechaleim mishum erev tav shilin. Good. They have dihu nachri kasad arsana, but if the goy made this dish of kasad arsana, which is fish and fish oil and flour, so then aser, then it is aser, because of Bishal Nachri. If you just look at the last Rashi on the Amud, the kemach in nechal k'mo shu chai, because flour is not eaten raw. Right? If you're making a dish with flour and fish oil, etc., right, so then the flour has already been improved by the guy, that's already Bishal Nachri, therefore you have a problem. So Gemara says, well, pshita, yeah, obviously, right? He's cooking flour. Anytime you make a guy makes a, you know, cake, bread, whatever, it's Bishal Nachri. So Gemara says, ma'ad tema, you might have thought, harsana ikr, that the fish is the ikr, and then the flour is just, you know, just to kind of hold it together. So therefore, kamash malan kimchi ikr, no, apparently in this kasda harsana dish, that it's actually a flour, that's the ikr, it's like a cake or some sort of cookie or whatever, is it a bread dish? The flour is the ikr, and the fish is the tofel, and therefore it's usur if the guy cooks it. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Eruv v'tav shilin tzuchin kezayis, obviously, as we just pointed out, right, it needs to be a kezayis. Yibaylu, that's the filing question. Kezayis la'echa l'kulan, odoma kezayis l'kol echa b'echa. How many kezayis do you need? Let's say you have 10 people that are relying on your Eruv v'tav shilin. Then you could do, we'll see in a second, is a scenario where the Rav made an Eruv v'tav shilin for the entire city. So sometimes you have more than one person relying on an Eruv. So how many kazaisim do you need? Do you need just one kazais or one for everybody? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof, right? The Amar Rabbi Ababar Amarav, Eruvi Tavshilin, Tsuchin, Kazayas, Bein Le'echa, Bein Le'meya, pretty straightforward. You need a kazais whether you have one person or 100 people relying on the Eruv. Okay, good. Now, we learned in our Mishnah, Achlo, and now we're going to question this, the fact that you needed a kazayas, even though it seems pretty clear from the last couple of things we've been saying. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, right, our Mishnah, Achlo, Osha, Avad, Lo, Yuvash, Alav, B'techila, right, if you lost the Erev Tavshilin, then obviously you can't use it, L'chachila, but Shir, Mimenu, Kolshu, if you have anything left, so then Somach, Alav, the Shabbos, you can use the Erev. So Sir Gemara says, well, what's the language of my Kolshu? Right, Lav, Afal, Gav, Lech, Kazayas, doesn't that mean, right, Kolshu, anything seems to imply even less than a kazayas. So the Gemara says, no, lo, the East Bay Kazayas, no, it must be. Right, we're assuming that there is still at least a Kazayas left. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof, right? You're coming to kind of weird two dots over here. Tashma, Tashozet, Sli, the Filu, Kava, Shalak, Mavushal, Vakolius, Aspanim, Shasan, Lachayim, Erevantif. Right, you can cook any type of dish. Tavshil Zed, this type of dish that you're using for Erev Tavshilin, it can be tzli, it can be roasted, it can be pickled, it could be, you know, cooked vegetables, it could be cooked regularly, koliasas, potamans, it can be this fish, shenot, that you pour, just pour hot water on, and it gets cooked, right, very easily cooking fish. And the Braise says, and this is the important point, techilaso v'sofo ein lo shir. Right, the beginning and the end of it do not have a shir, there's no amount. My love ein lo shir klal. That seems to imply, right, that not that we have to have at least a kazayis for Erev Tavshilin, but that there's no shir at all. So he says, look, ein lo shir v'mala. No, meaning you can make as much food as you want. You can make a banquet as your Erev Tavshilin. But aval yesh lo shir l'mata, but you have a minimum shir. Right, there's no maximum shir, but there is a minimum shir of a kazayis. Amar Avuna Amar Rav, Eruv Tavshilin Tzrichin Das. According to Rav, that you need das, you need intent when you make an Erev Tavshilin. Now, there are two people involved here, right, when you make an Erev Tavshilin, the person who's making the Erev and the person he's making it for. But now, in most cases, right, when we make our Erev Tavshilin in our houses, it's for ourselves, so there's no Shiloh. But let's say someone's making it for someone else. So what das are we talking about? It's like, well, it says, Pshita Das Maniach Be'inan. Right. Obviously, the person who's making the Eruv, right, that's obvious that you need intent to make an Eruv. Right? You can't just put an egg on the windowsill without thinking about it. Right? Or, you know, cooked. Obviously, when I say an egg, it has to be hard-boiled or cooked over some sort of dish, whatever. You can't just put down food on the side without any intention. Obviously, the person making the Eruv needs intent. But das mishe nichu lo b'inan or lo b'inan. Now, the question is, what about the person you're making it for? It says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Davu d'shmul ma'arev akula naharda. And Rabbi Asi, ma'arev alakulu tveria. Right, that Shmuel's father was Zerav in Naharda, and Rabbi Asi were the Rabbanim in Tveria. And they would make Erev Tavshilin for the whole city. So you see that obviously they're not going to include, right, not everybody knows that they're being made an Erev for. So apparently you see that you do not need das for the person who's the Erev is being made for. This Gemara says, "Machir Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Mishlo Aniach Eruv Tavshilin Yavi V'Yismachal Shali." And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi would announce, "Whoever forgot to make an Eruv, you can rely on mine. Come, just have mine in mind." So Gemara says, "Ad Kama." So okay. So once you tell me that you could make an Eruv for many, many people, how far did that reach? Right? How can you make from, you know? What's the limit? So Amar Rav Nachumi Bar Zechariah Mishmei Davai Ad Chum Shabbos. Right? The amount of time it takes. Right, not the amount of time it takes, the distance that you can travel, right, Chum Shabbos, 2,000 amos, or outside of the city, right, that's the limit which a person's Erev Tavshilin is going to be able to work. Right, if you look at Rashi, so that he says ad Chum Shabbos, he said, what's the reason why someone outside of Chum Shabbos cannot rely on your Erev? Because the guy putting the Erev down in the city doesn't think about, you know, Jews and, you know, four towns away. He thinks about Jews in his town and within his tchum. He's not going to think about them when he puts down the Erev. Now, the Achronim debate, and let's say he does. Let's say he does. Right, nowadays, you know, you have Jews all over the world, and Baruch Hashem, we're all connected through the internet and phones or whatever. So maybe you can have a Jew in, I don't know, New York set an Erev for a Jew in Tokyo. That's already a debate. But right, it seems already that, you know, okay, fine, let's the talk about that. There's a blind person who used to teach Mishnayos in front of Mar Shmuel, and Chazed Havu Atziv, and Shmuel, obviously not the blind person. Right? Shmuel saw that the blind person was sad. So Amarle Amai Atzivas, right? He said to them, why are you sad? Amarle Lo Osive Eruv Tavshilin, right? I didn't make an Eruv Tavshilin. So Amarle, so Shmuel said to him, Somach Adidi, great, okay, no problem, you can rely on mine. Lashana, the next year, Same thing. I saw that he saw that the blind man was sad. Amar lei, my atzivas. He said, why are you sad? Amar lei, lo siva erev tavshilin. I didn't make an erev tavshilin. So Amar lei. So this time Shmuel got angry. He said, Bosheat. Right, you are a Bosheat. Right now he saw he could sense a pattern here. Right, he could see that he's negligent in terms of these dinim derabanan. Right, we Baruch Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu does not act like this with us. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu, we're just getting off Yom Kippur. Right, he's mochel v'solech. Even though, unfortunately, we are negligent from year to year. But here, Kosh Baruch Hu is not like Basar V'dam, Baruch Hashem, and we're all better for it. But Shmuel was angry at him. He said, listen, you're Bosheah, you're negligent at this point, so then forget it. L'kuli amashari alidcha asr. It's motor for everybody, but my erev is asr for you, because you didn't take care of things, and therefore you cannot cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or etc. So, Tan Rabbana Amar Lo Rabbeisa, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov falls on Friday. In Marvin, lo eriv tchumim velo eriv chatzeros. What can you make an eriv tchum or an eriv chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos? Now, Tanakama holds you can't do either of them, right? Eriv tchum, again, just to extend how far you're allowed to travel on Shabbos. And eriv chatzeros, right, is to, if you remember from Erevin, is to connect all these chatzeros to carry from a house to a chatzer, etc. Right, that's all that institution. So you're not allowed to make either of them on Erev Yontif. Rebbe Omer Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeros, how about lo Erev Tchumim? Rebbe says, actually, you can make an Erev Chatzeros, but not an Erev Tchum. But you're allowed it's usher to do something that's usher to you, right? There is still a concept of Tchum on Yontif, but there is no problem for carrying from your house to your chatzer, right, on Yontif, right? We said in Erev Tzav Yontif, right? We talked about that earlier, right? So therefore, we're not going to answer him with something that is mutter for him right then and there. So you can make an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif, according to Rabbi. So Amar Itmar, it was said, Rav Amar Halacha Ketan Kam, Shmuel Amar Halacha Karevi, right, Machukas, right, who the Halacha is like. Okay, we're going to stop here, right? We'll see that there's also a funny two dots over here. There's going to be a question in terms of what exactly Rabbi said. Maybe he actually said the opposite. Okay, either way, we will plan to do that tomorrow on Erev Shabbos, right, from mitzvahs to mitzvahs. Which always zochah to fulfill as many mitzvahs as we can during these wonderful times. Have a good year and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.